Joe Reedy covers the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer, and he joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. And, Joe, the first place I want to start with you is the announcement that the Bengals are going to be the subject of the Hard Knocks series on HBO this summer. They're going to have the cameras from NFL Films follow them through training camp. This is the second time for the Bengals, the first coming not that long ago, 2009. Is a little surprising that NFL Films, even though they've done multiple teams on this series, that they went back to the Bengals so quickly.
Yeah, I think a little bit, but just talking to the folks at NFL Films yesterday, when they took a look at the roster, it's actually almost a new team. You got 13 guys who are still around from 2009, but you consider the offense is almost entirely new. Defense, there's some guys who have emerged compared to 2009. You got a new offensive coordinator compared to the first time they were there. So it's really, in terms of personalities and stuff, a new roster. And also, let's face it, with Hard Knocks, the past couple years, I think partially with the passing of Steve Sable, who was the chief salesman of this series, I think it's harder to convince teams and coaches to let cameras in for 6 weeks to do it. It's immensely popular with fans and players, but for coaches and organizations who like to kind of keep things quiet and on an even keel during training camp, it takes a lot to convince them. But this is Marvin's third go-around for it, and he thought that the roster was mature enough to handle it.
And counting, yeah, you said Marvin Lewis, the head coach, his third go-around, the first being when he was defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens, right? And then with Brian Billick. So from his standpoint, he has that sense exactly of what this is all about, and he clearly believes it's a good thing.
Yeah, and I think the one thing, too, just Brian did an interview on NFL Network last night just for reactions about it, and I think Marvin feels the same way, that when you got the cameras following you around all the time and you got the cameras fixated on each practice from NFL Films, that competition level is going to be sky high. And I think it was going to be one of the most competitive training camps for roster spots coming in, but you really can't have an off day when the cameras are focusing on you all the time. And also in the meeting rooms, too, you got to be on point at all times. So I think this team knows that it's a crucial year, and the fact that these cameras are going to be here for 6 weeks even shows more of that.
And it really is a fascinating process, because what we see as the finished product does pull back the curtain a whole lot. I mean, I'm a big fan of the series, have been from day one with it, and don't mind watching it over and over again on NFL Network when they have those replays. And my biggest takeaway, as close as I am, I mean, working even for a team, for an organization like the Browns, you see so much behind the scenes, and you try to explain to people what it takes to just do the day-to-day thing of a football team and what a game day operation is like and all that. And people's eyes widen. And I mean, I think they're fascinated to know that there's so much more to it than even they realize on those beyond those 3 hours that they get to watch on Sunday. And through training camp, you got so many different moving parts, but it's revealing stuff, and it's not always, I think, the stuff that any or every coach or general manager or team owner or player or whatever level of the organization can be comfortable with, because generally you know there are certain things, I guess, you'd like to remain private and that aren't out there for exposure. But when those NFL Films cameras are aboard with you, they are recording everything.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is too, Vic, that when you agree to do Hard Knocks, you agree to unencumbered access 24/7, and it's not we'll give you this access except for this and this. No, everything is inbound. There is nothing off limits, and I think a couple teams are discouraged from doing that, but I think also people who have worked around NFL Films and worked with NFL Films for a long time also know that NFL Films is not going to put a team or a player in a position where they are overly embarrassed or stuff's given up. Now, I know there were a couple revisions during the Bengals one where it was just plain strategy things where the Bengals requested, that got taken out, and the NFL film said, okay, from a strategy standpoint, okay. But aside from that, I mean, the team sees a rough edit of it 12 hours before it goes to air, where they can air objections or everything, and it really is a two-sided process. And I think we really saw that last year with the episode where Chad Johnson was released, that, you know, this is a release that happens with every NFL team, and those discussions take place. The circumstances, probably very few times that, but I think it showed really, especially with a longtime veteran, a discussion between a head coach and a player that takes place.
Yeah, difficult discussion between Joe Philbin and Chad Johnson, to say the least, on that Dolphins Hard Knocks last year, and that was. But it's compelling TV. I mean, you can't avert your eyes. You know, it's hard as it was, and I guess watching Joe fidget in his chair, and I talked with him about this back in March. I complimented him, admired the fact that he handled, as a first-year head coach, that whole situation pretty well, and he was all aboard with it. And the head coach has to be aboard with it in order to get players to be aboard with it. And all the other personnel meetings they had and the frank discussions that were going on, and then the miking of players during practice. And, again, a lot is said that doesn't just speak to the audience, but I also believe, and Joe, tell me about this with regard to the Bengals' previous experience, that there's inter-team reactions to things. I mean, there's stuff in the, quote, drama of the back and forth of the dialogue, this real live unfiltered dialogue that can impact things within the team.
Yeah, and I think even the personnel meetings for everyone were the most revealing 4 years ago, and there was one that I think still resonates to this day, where Mike Brown asked us, because they were having injury problems at tight end, if a defensive end could all of a sudden switch to tight end. And not only did that get a lot of reaction from fans, but I think it got a couple of reactions from the people in the building as well. I also think the interesting thing about the Chad Johnson thing last year is that in the next episode, the first 5 to 10 minutes, seeing some of the veterans' reaction to it and going into Joe Philbin's office and kind of giving their views, and Joe as a first-year head coach remaining steadfast on, you know, this is my program and everybody has to buy into it, and this is the way I did. I think for a first-year head coach last year, it was a big gamble by the Dolphins, but I also think it paid off too.
Joe Reedy joins us. He covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer right here on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. And, Joe, you know, I think the other thing is the record. The Bengals went 10-6. I don't think this is a small consideration. They were 10-6. In that 2009 season after Hard Knocks. Had that been a different record, 6-10, some whatever, and they were division champs that year too, right? So if it had gone opposite of that, I'm wondering if they would have been so quick to accept this one.
Well, I also think too, Vic, if it went opposite that way too, because there was a run of teams, the Chiefs, I think. The year they did it went 4-12. The year before, the Bengals, Dallas did it and were thought of as Super Bowl contenders and didn't make the playoffs. And then the Bengals kind of stemmed that tide a little bit. I don't know if the Jets would have done it the next year or not. You would have had a lot more teams kind of saying, this series is a jinx and there's no way. I think the Bengals kind of showed that, yeah, the cameras are around and everything, but it doesn't add wins to you, and it certainly doesn't add losses either. And I think Mike Brown, it took a lot of selling from NFL films and from Marvin 4 years ago to get on board with this, and he thought it was a very positive experience that when they kind of came to him again and going, do you want to do this again, Mike was firmly on board this time.
Yeah, I think you're right about that too. The owner, the guy who's running the team, owning the team, absolutely first and foremost has to believe it's a good thing. But he takes the input, I'm sure, from his coaching and others, the coaching staff, the head coach, the personnel people. Although again, he embodies so much of the decision making of that team. There isn't really a big committee discussion going on either, and he's got to feel it's good. And I've heard some others compliment him for doing it because of the national exposure it gives to the Bengals, that in a smaller market like Cincinnati, this was an opportunity, not unlike what the Browns decided to do last year with the Road Tested series that aired first on the Travel Channel and has since been replayed on NFL Network, a behind-the-scenes look at kind of how this team goes through a season and prepares for road games and how it travels and how it moves and all the inner workings of a football operation, which received a lot of good critical acclaim. Different than Hard Knocks, obviously, but a similar concept of pulling back the curtain. And that, for the Browns, was an opportunity to get more national exposure than they would have gotten otherwise.
Yeah, and I think kind of Road Tested followed a format similar to Hard Knocks. I think maybe with Road Tested, it went to many different facets of the organization that most don't see. But I think Colt McCoy and Phil Dawson and their wives going out to dinner the day before, I think that was on the first episode. And also I think the backdrop, too, is kind of a new ownership group taking over and assessing things kind of made the plot lines deal well, but I do think Road Tested did follow a lot of the same things that we've expected from Hard Knocks.
Let's talk just a little bit about this Bengals team, though, Joe, and where you sort of see things we're in this period now heading into training camp, or at least that gap of about a month and a half before camp, the state of the team and your biggest takeaways from the offseason.
I think that all the starters on offense are back, which is a good thing. I think not only is it a crucial year for Andy Dalton, but also Jay Gruden as well. This offense, since finishing in the top 10 in 2007, and granted it was with a different offensive coordinator, has failed to finish above 20th for five straight years. And granted, about three of those years was a different offensive coordinator, but there really needs to be more consistency. I think we saw in the first Browns game last year when these two teams faced each other in week two, the big plays, the prolific type offense. And then in that game in Cleveland a couple weeks later, we kind of saw the offense how it was in October and December, where it couldn't really generate anything consistently. And, you know, there were problems with the interceptions and the pick sixes and the turnovers, that type of stuff. It needs more consistency. I think adding Tyler Eifert is going to add a lot, not only in two tight ends, but you can line them up in basically any receiving spot. I think Giovanni Bernard gives this running game a quick pace and also able to catch the ball out of the backfield that really this team hasn't had since Marvin's been here. Right. And the defense, I think safety's still a question mark. Who's going to start opposite Reggie Nelson, and, you know, a cornerback after the top three. There's a lot of youth there. But the linebackers, adding James Harrison, is going to give them a nasty edge. This defensive line is one of the tops in the league. Really, everything sets up well for them. But that first 5 weeks, you got home games against Pittsburgh, Green Bay, and New England, and then you got to go on the road to Chicago and Cleveland. There's really the first 5 weeks, this team's going to have to get out of the gates pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah, it's so true with a lot of teams, but that's a great point. Joe, appreciate you taking the time for us, and obviously I'm looking forward to watching Hard Knocks this summer, and I'm hoping to see some Joe Reedy scenes in there with you quizzing the head coach and different players. I know you're going to be on there.
Well, I'm hoping to get more than 8 seconds than I did in the series the first time, but it'll be interesting, especially with camp in downtown Cincinnati compared to Georgetown 4 years ago. I think it'll bring more fans out this time, which is good.
Great. Well, have fun with that, and please enjoy your summer until we all start buckling down for camp.
No problem. Thanks again.
All right. He is Joe Reedy from the Cincinnati Inquirer. He joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.